ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 11 ವಿಶ್ವರೂಪ ದರ್ಶನ ಯೋಗ ಶ್ಲೋಕ 45 ಅದೃಷ್ಟ ಪೂರ್ವಂ ಕೃಷಿತೋಸ್ಮಿ ದೃಷ್ಟ್ವಾ ಭಯೇನ ಚ ಪ್ರವ್ಯತಿತಂ ಮನೋಮೇ ಅದೃಷ್ಟ ಪೂರ್ವಂ ಕೃಷಿತೋಸ್ಮಿ ದೃಷ್ಟ್ವಾ ಭಯೇನ ಚ ಪ್ರವ್ಯತಿತಂ ಮನೋಮೇ ತದೇವ ಮೇ ದರ್ಶಯ ದೇವರೂಪಂ ಪ್ರಸೀದ ದೇವೇಶ ಜಗನ್ನಿವಾಸ ತದೇವ ಮೇ ದರ್ಶಯ ದೇವರೂಪಂ ಪ್ರಸೀದ ದೇವೇಶ ಜಗನ್ನಿವಾಸ ಹಿಯರ್ ಅರ್ಜುನ ಈಸ್ ಇನ್ ಅ ವೆರಿ ಪೆಕ್ಯೂಲಿಯರ್ ಸಿಚುವೇಶನ್ ಒನ್ ಸೈಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಇಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಹಿ ಹಸ್ ಸೀನ್ ದಿ ರೇರ್ ವಿಶ್ವರೂಪ ದರ್ಶನ ಹಿ ಹಸ್ ಸೀನ್ ದಟ್ ಸೊ ದ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಸ್ಟೇಜ್ ಈಸ್ ಲಿಂಗರಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ವಿಚ್ ವಾಸ್ ವಂಡರ್ ವಿಸ್ಮಯ ವಿ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ಸಾ ದಟ್ ಅರ್ಲಿಯರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಸ್ಟೇಜ್ ವಾಸ್ ಫಿಯರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಥರ್ಡ್ ಡೇ ಸ್ಟೇಜ್ ಬಿಕೇಮ್ ಡಿವೋಷನ್ ಸೊ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ವಂಡರ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ದ ಗ್ಲೋರಿ ಆಫ್ ದ ವಿರಾಟ್ ಹಿ ಈಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಇಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಎ ರೇರ್ ಪ್ರಿವಿಲೇಜ್ ಫಾರ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ವಾಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಶೋನ್ ಟು ಅದರ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಯುನೀಕ್ ಟು ಗೆಟ್ ದಟ್ ನೌ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಇಮ್ಯಾಜಿನ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ವೇಟಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಗೆಟ್ ಸಮ್ ಟಿಕೆಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ಬಸ್ to our hometown. This is very common in our places with so many other people. And you got one last ticket. What will come to our mind first? Certainly not the feeling of consideration for others left behind. Aha, I got it. That is how generally people think. The psychology is what? When we find that we have something which no one has, we are extra happy. It's a problem, in fact, actually, because that is that of insecurity. So Arjuna also has the same problem. He had Vishwarupa Darshanam, which no one had. But what happens? Before he is able to completely enjoy the wonder, he remembers the mouth of the Lord. Tamshtrakaralani bayanikani. Because it was so fearful, frightening. Some people sticking between the teeth and getting crushed, blazing the head pervading and, you know, and scorching all over the directions. And so far, Ananda, from Ananda, he comes to fear. From wonderment, he comes to fear now. So he is oscillating between Vishmaya and Bhaya. And when he thinks of the wonder, he wants the Vishwarupam to continue. Suddenly, when he thinks of the fear, he thinks, let this go away. I don't want to see this anymore. He is not able to swallow it because it is terrible. He is not able to dismiss it because it is so wonderful. So he is in a dichotomy now. So Arjuna is oscillating, and after some time, what prevails? It is the bhayam that becomes more powerful than wonder. And so he says, O Krishna, better you remove this form. Adrishta purvam drishtva hrishitaha asmi. Seeing this unique Vishwarupam, Krishitaha asmi, I am elated, I am very pleased. Adrishta purvam means purvam adrishtam. Adrishta purvam, na drishtam, it is not seen, purvam before. So a form which was not seen before, which has never been seen before, a strange form. So seeing this wonderful form, I am happy. I am elated. At the same time, what happens to me? It is mixed with what? Bhayena cha pravyatitam. My mind is extremely disturbed because of fear, pravyatitam, afflicted, disturbed, pained. Why? Because Bhishma and Drona are entering into your mouth. I see them. Seeing this sight, my mind is extremely afflicted with what? With fear. So between the two, which is more powerful? Bhayam alone is powerful. So he says, Tadeva Rupam. May darshaya, O Lord, I want the old form alone. This new Vishwarupam I do not want. Tadeva Rupam means what? Yat Rupam Purvam Asit. Whatever was the Rupam you had earlier. Darshaya He Deva. Addressing to Lord Krishna, O Lord, show me the old ordinary human form. Darshaya. Not this terrible Vishwarupa form. I don't want to see this. ಪ್ರಸೀದ ದೇವೇಶ ಜಗನ್ನಿವಾಸ ಓ ದೇವೇಶ ಓ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಜಗನ್ನಿವಾಸ ದಿ ಅಬೋಡ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಹೋಲ್ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್ ಪ್ರಸೀದ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಕೈಂಡ್ ಟು ಮೀ gracious to me, be pleased with me. For what purpose? To comply with my request and to withdraw this Vishwarupa Darshana. So originally he wanted to see the Vishwarupa. Now he wants Krishna to fold it up. Shloka 46.
Kiritinam gadinam chakrahastam icchami tvam drashtamaham tataiva. Kiritinam gadinam chakrahastam icchami tvam drashtumaham tataiva. Tenaiva rupena chaturbhujena sahasrabaho bhava vishwamurte. Tenaiva rupena chaturbhujena sahasrabaho bhava vishwamurte.
So in shloka 45, Arjuna said, Tadeva rupam darshaya, show me that old form. And here Arjuna reminds Krishna what that old form is. Yes, Krishna, he might still want to play with Arjuna. So he wants to be emphatic what the old form he wants to see. He reminds Krishna. So Krishna, for example, if he has forgotten, he reminds, what form should I like to see now? Because the Lord has taken infinite forms. And he withdraws Vishwarupa and brings back Narasimha Avatara. Because, you know, he was, Lord took that form also. So instead of Vishwarupa Darshanam, he might show Narasimha, you know, that Darshanam. Arjuna doesn't want to see that either. So he says, I want this particular form. So he says, what is the form? Kiritinam Gadinam Chakrahastam. He is asking not for Krishna, but the Vishnu form. Not the Virat form, the Vishnu form. Because in the third line he says, Chaturbhujena. Arjuna has understood Krishna to be an avatar of Vishnu. He has understood that already now. And that is why instead of asking the Krishna form, he is asking for Vishnu form. Because either way it is okay. Both forms are benign, beautiful. Being the protector, the protecting God. So, Abhaya Varada Mudra, all those things are there. The Lord has Abhaya Hastam, Varada Hastam. So, if he is inviting all people to come to his feet, he should have a pleasing face. So, Kiritinam, with Kiritaha. So, in Vishwarupa also we saw Kiritinam. Then, actually between this Kiritam and that Kiritam, what is the difference? In Vishwarupa also he had Kiritam. But how many Kiritam? So many. Now, here also he wants the Kiritam to be seen. So, their kiritams, that was plural in Vishwarupa. So, kiritaha asya santi iti kiriti there. So, here kiriti, here atra kiritam asya asti iti kiriti. So, there was many heads with many kiritam in Vishwarupam. And here there is only one head with one kiritam. That is the difference. Then, gadinam. There was also in the Vishwarupa, there were many gadas, mazes. They are all symbolic. So, every force is a maze. That's what we said. Earthquake is a maze. Bhukampam. So, tsunami is a maze. So, there are so many ways by which the God can punish. There are so many gadas. But here, he has only one maze, the gada. Then, chakrahastam, with your sudarshana chakra in the hand. Icchami tvam tataiva drashtum. I would like to see you in that Vishnu form only, with all the four hands, with your gada, with your kiritam, I want to see you. Tataiva. So, Vishnu rupam eva. Tataiva refers to Vishnu rupam eva. I want to see, therefore, tenaiva chaturbhujena rupena bhava. May you come back to the original form of with chaturbhujam, with four hands. Now, you have how many hands? Sahasravaho. You have now thousands of hands. For the Lord, thousands of hands. May you become endowed with the four hands of Mahavishnu. So, Vishwamurthe, you are in Vishwarupam form now. I want you to be in Vishnu Rupam, not Vishwarupam, but Vishwarupam. So, Vishwarupam to Vishnu Rupam and Sahasrabahu to Chaturbahu, that's what I want to see. Vishwamurti. Murti means Shariram. Vishwameva Murtihi Shariram Yasyasaha. So, the one whose body is the whole universe, that is this Vishwarupam. So, with this, Arjuna's prayer to the Vishwarupa Lord is also over. In fact, the 45th shloka, the prayer part is over, the bhakti part is over, and in the 46th shloka, a request, Arjuna requests Krishna to come to the normal form, Vishnu form. With this, all the three stages are over, as we mentioned in the beginning, Vishmaya, wonder, started with wonder in the beginning, then transformed to Bhaya, with the fear, and finally to bhakti, devotion. That is the transition Arjuna had to go through looking at the Vishwarupa. So, now in keeping with Arjuna's request, Krishna is going to withdraw the Vishwarupam and will become the good old Lord Mahavishnu. So here also we should remember what is the withdrawal of Vishwarupam. When we explained what is Vishwarupam in the beginning, we went through all the details. What is this Vishwarupam? And now when we say Krishna is, the Lord is withdrawing the Vishwarupam, we should understand what that means also. There is no question of withdrawal because Vishwarupam is always there. Withdrawal means what? Arjuna came back to his own mind. Arjuna's attitude was changed by the Lord. He facilitated the attitude to be changed to look at the entire creation. Now the Lord is removing that thing so that Arjuna will be able to see only that one form. Withdrawal means Arjuna comes back to his own mind. So again, the Raga Dvesha stage. So that's what he is coming back to. So I am here, my family, my people, all those thoughts will come back to him. So the individuality will come back to Arjuna. Then our mind will be centered on a particular street where my house is there, a few relatives, friends, all those things will come back to Arjuna. So now Krishna will accept Arjuna's request and will come back to the ordinary form, which is next said in the next shloka, shloka 47. Shri Bhagavanu Vacha Maya Prasannena Tavarjanedam Rupam Param Darshitam Atma Yogat Maya Prasannena Tavarjanedam Rupam Param Darshitam Atma Yogat Tejo Mayam Vishwamanantam Adhyam Yanme Tvadanyena Nadrashtapurvam Tejo Mayam Vishwamanantam Adhyam Yanme Tvadanyena Nadrashtapurvam. So now the Lord replies to Arjuna. He says, Bhagavan Vacha, Arjuna, idam rupam prasannena maya darshitam. This Vishwarupam, idam rupam, has been shown to you purely because I was pleased with your devotion. Prasannena maya. Because I was pleased with you. Idam rupam darshitam. And if you have been a qualified person, that is, if you are free from ragadveshas, naturally, then I need not show Vishwarupa at all. If you are a person without any ragadvesha yourself, there is no need for me to show Vishwarupa. In fact, you will be seeing Vishwarupa alone all the time if there are no ragadveshas. That is the real aim of a person. The height of bhakti is what? Is that I should see the Lord as the universe, the entire universe as the Lord, which is moment to moment Vishwarupa darshanam. No, we never say there is one God. We say there is only God. So we have to have that ability. Every time I breathe, I am breathing Vishwarupa. Whatever I see is Vishwarupa. Thus, if you are qualified person, then I need not show Vishwarupam to you at all. You would be seeing only Vishwarupam. In fact, even if you want to avoid me, you cannot. Because wherever you see, I alone will be there. You will see only Vishwarupa everywhere because I am everywhere. The entire Jagat is only myself. How can you miss me then? But in your case, what happened? It was not possible because you have not got out of your ragadveshas. As long as you don't get rid of ragadvesha, you cannot see Vishwarupa. Still, how did you see the Vishwarupam then? Atma Yogat. I had to show some extra grace to you. Just like the teacher passing the student. You know, some students, these are all common in those days. I don't know about today's examinations and all. They will have 35 marks as the passing, you know, the standard. For somebody to pass the exam, 35. Some student would have got only 30, 32. So, for 3 marks, you know, some teacher would be compassionate or whatever. They will add the 3 marks some way and make this guy to pass. So, somehow, I gave you that ability. So, Atma Yoga, I had to show that extra grace to you. If the student himself wrote well, then no problem at all. But the teacher's grace, you know, had to be given in some places. But when that is not so, I had to. So, he got the person, you know, as I told, for passing the exam, whatever he needs. Same case here, Arjuna also, he was not fully qualified person. So Krishna had to go show some extra grace so that he can appreciate Vishwarupa. So he has to show extra grace, Atma Yoga. ఆత్మ. ఆత్మ హియర్ ఇస్ రిఫ్లెక్టివ్ ప్రొనౌన్. బికాస్ ఆఫ్ మై యోగా, మై పవర్. యోగా మీన్స్ వాట్? వి హావ్ సీన్ ద 10th చాప్టర్ యోగా అండ్ విభూతి. దేర్ వి సా ద డిఫరెన్స్. విభూతి ఇస్ ద ఎక్స్ప్రెస్డ్ ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్స్ పవర్ అండ్ యోగా ఇస్ ది శక్తి. సో ది ఎక్స్ప్రెస్డ్ ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ పవర్ ఇస్ విభూతి. సో బికాస్ ఆఫ్ మై శక్తి, మై మాయా, వాట్ డిడ్ ఐ డూ? ఐ రిమూవ్డ్ యువర్ రాగద్వేష టెంపరీలీ. యు ఫర్గెట్ దట్ యు ఆర్ అర్జున. యు ఫర్గాట్ దట్ యు ఆర్ అర్జున అండ్ యు అప్రిషియేటెడ్ ద హోల్ యూనివర్స్ యాజ్ అ సిటిజన్ ఆఫ్ ది కాస్మాస్. బట్ వన్ థింగ్, ఇఫ్ ద లార్డ్ హ్యాస్ టు రిమూవ్ ద రాగద్వేష, లార్డ్ క్యాన్ డూ ఇట్ ఓన్లీ టెంపరీలీ. వీ హ్యావ్ టు బి కేర్ఫుల్. లార్డ్ ఆల్సో కెనాట్ రిమూవ్ మై రాగద్వేష పర్మనెంట్లీ బికాస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ forced by prarabdha on me. So I have to go through it. But Lord can temporarily veil that. If raga-dvesha has to permanently go, that has to be done by whom? By ourselves only. Even the Lord cannot help. Lord can help you by giving strength to go through that. Lord cannot pluck away raga-dvesha totally. You have to understand clearly. Using this strength, we alone have to remove రాగద్వేషం బై అవర్ ఓన్ ఎఫర్ట్స్. బికాస్ రిమూవల్ ఆఫ్ రాగద్వేష రిక్వైర్స్ వాట్? విజ్డమ్, విచ్ రిక్వైర్స్ థింకింగ్. సో ఐ హ్యావ్ టు థింక్ అండ్ అండర్స్టాండ్. ఓన్లీ ఇన్ దాట్ విజ్డమ్ రాగద్వేష విల్ గో. బికాస్ రాగద్వేష ఇస్ బార్న్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ వాట్? బార్న్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ మోహ ఆర్ అవివేక, డెల్యూషన్, అవివేక. అవివేక జన్య ద్వేష విల్ గో అవే త్రూ Viveka only. And Lord cannot do, he cannot give Vivekam to us. Can any teacher, can he think for our sake? No, teacher can teach the lesson. He can write all that he can do. But thinking and assimilation has to be done by the student only. But if you see the beauty here, when the Lord cleaned his mind, he saw everything clearly. And he could enjoy Vishwarupa, no problem. But because since he was not himself prepared for that, Arjuna himself was not prepared for that, he was asking for his original dirty mind. Because if he has done it all by himself, he would not have asked that question. But because he didn't do it, Lord gave him some grace so that he would be able to see the Vishwarupa. Arjuna wants his dirty mind back. Even though the Lord has given him a clean mind, he is so much used to his petty mind, he asked the Lord to give back his petty mind. Like, you know, a lot of slum dwellers, this is very common. The slum dwellers, they want to eradicate all the slums. So what they did, government built all houses, one bedroom, two bedroom apartments for all of them, so that they can all be housed in those places. And what these guys did, they sublet all of them or let all of them for rent, and they went back to another slum. So this is the problem with moha also. If Lord says moksha is freely available now, what we will say? Not now. Let me get it later. I have not finalized my will yet. My granddaughter is expecting the child tomorrow or day after. Let me see my great-grandson. So the Lord says, because of my grace, Atma Yogat, Idam Rupam Darshitam. And what type of Rupam? All other words are only adjectives here to that Vishwarupam. Param Rupam, which is my higher nature, Para Prakriti. Compared to a particular form, Vishwarupa is definitely superior because it is limitless. We should remember Vishwarupam also is Sagunam only. We have mentioned many times. Vishwarupam is still in the Saguna plane. In the Saguna level only, it is the highest. Beyond Saguna, there is this Nirgunam Brahma, which is even superior to Saguna Virat. And so, here Param means Apekshikam Eva Paratvam. It is only relatively superior. Apekshikam. Apekshikam is relative. So, for example, a person is Asian champion in International Olympics, let us say. So, he is the Asian champion. That's all. So, Param Rupam. And what else? Tejomayam, which is full of effulgence. Vishwam, which consists of the whole universe. Tribhuvana Vapusham. The Lord, in all the three, the entire whole universe. That is why in Vishnu Sahasranama, the first name is what? Vishwam Vishnur Vashatkaraha, Vishwasmai Namaha, first name. Our aim is to see the Vishwam as the Lord, the entire universe as the Lord. Even though we may have a small idol of Krishna, or a picture of Venkateshwara in front of us, we want to see the whole world as that Krishna. Then Anantam, endless. Then Adhyam, literally the first and the foremost, Adi. Here, Adi Karanam. Adhyam here means Adi Karanam. Such a form of mind, May Rupam, has been shown to you by me. Not only that, Krishna is congratulating Arjuna also, saying that no one else has seen this before. Twadanyena na drishta purvam. By anyone other than you, twadanyena, it has not been seen before. Even so, such a rare form Krishna has shown. What is Arjuna's condition? Everyone congratulates Arjuna, but he himself feels miserable. He is trembling. And the beauty is, Vishwarupam is the original form of the Lord, and all other forms are temporarily taken for the sake of the Bhakta. The Lord assumes all other forms for the sake of the Bhakta only, but Vishwarupam is the permanent form. Whereas Arjuna says, O Lord, take your original form. Even though Vishwarupam is the original form, Arjuna does not understand that. Still, he asks Krishna to take the Lord to take the original form, the Vishnu form, or the Krishna Shariram. For Arjuna, the original appears to be temporary, and the temporary appears to be original. Shloka 48.
Naveta yajnyatya yanarna danaihim, na chakriyabhirna tapobirugraihim, evam rupam, evam rupa shakya aham lokam, drashtum tadanyena kuru pravira.
Krishna now wants to point out the glory of devotion, bhakti, by saying that Vishwarupa Darshanam is possible because of bhakti. So he wants to emphasize that. For the sake of glorifying bhakti, the Lord says, even other types of sadhanas cannot give this Vishwarupa Darshanam. Bhakti is superior to all types of sadhanas, and that is the essence of this section. And he says, Veda yajnyam adhyayanaihi evam rupaha drashtum na sakyaha, shakyaha. This Vishwarupam, evam rupam, this Vishwarupam cannot be seen, drashtum na shakyaha, by what? By Veda yajna adhyayanam, by the study of the Vedas or yajnas. Study of Vedas is learning to chant the Vedas. Whereas the study of yajna is specially going through the mimamsa and how to perform rituals. So both are different studies. One who can chant Veda by heart need not know to perform any ritual, Vedic ritual. That is a separate study. So it is yajana adhyayanam. Purva Mimamsa Shastram, all this. So Purva Mimamsa deals with all these rituals. So Vishwarupam cannot be seen by both of these people. What about Dhanam, Dhanaihi? By any amount of charity also, na shakyaha. It's not possible. Then, na chakriyabhihi, by the performance of various ceremonies, pujas, Vishwarupam cannot be seen. Then, tapobhihi, various austerities like fasting, Ekadashi fasting, that kind of thing. And Ugraihi, even if those tapas are severe ones, like Panchagni tapas, you put fire on all the four sides and also you stand on fire. Panchagnihi, all the five directions you have fire. During summer, one is surrounded by fire on all directions, in the above, at the head also, the scorching sun. In winter, stand under ice cold water up to neck. These are all severe tapas practices, which we have heard actually the Rakshasas only do such tapas mostly. So even by such practices, evam rupaham shakyam shakya aham nriloke. In manushya, nriloke means in manushya loke, in this world. So in the manushya loka, Vishwarupa cannot be seen. Twadanyena, by anyone other than you. Nobody other than you can have this Vishwarupa darshanam. Arjuna does not know whether to laugh or cry now, because Krishna is pouring praise on him. Here we should remember one thing. This is the style of scriptures, that whenever they want to glorify one sadhana, they will belittle, put down all other sadhanas. but we should not take it seriously and think that Veda Adhyayanam, Danam, etc. are useless. This is called Stuti Ninta and Ninda Stuti. So, Krishna will glorify Danam all over. Here, what is the Tatparyam? So, Nindayam na Tatparyam, Stutav Eva Tatparyam. So, the Stuti, that alone, we have to take it. The aim is glorifying Bhakti, not in condemnation of other sadhanas. We have to clearly understand that. All others are also important. Every sadhana has its own place, has its own merit. Krishna wants to emphasize bhakti here. So, you are a bhakta and therefore other than you the bhakta, no other person can get this Vishwarupa Darshana. That is what the message Krishna wants to convey. Kuru Pravira. Kuru Pravira means Arjuna, the hero of the Kuru race. Kauravas. The Kuru race includes all of them. Shloka 49. Krishna understood now Arjuna's emotions. He is shivering. So he says, I will withdraw my form. He very graciously says, Ma te vyatha. May you not have that fear at all. Ma here means may you not have. Te vyatha. The fear, let it not go. All this suffering, trembling, let it not be there. From this it is clear that the most powerful emotion that Arjuna has is fear. His fear only. Vishmaya was there, wonder. Bhakti was there. Above all, bhayam stands out. Vyatha ma astu. May you not have mental pain. Vyatha. Macha vimuda bhavaha. May you not have delusion, confusion either. Vimuda bhavaha. Because Arjuna himself said, Dishona jane na labena sharma. I have not even seen the sense of direction, Disha. When I stand on earth, keeping the sun as a reference, I can know east and west generally. But when I see totality, Vishwarupam, even the direction has no meaning at all. I am confused, Arjuna said. We saw those shlokas. So he says, Macha vimuda bhavaha. May you not have any confusion like dik. All these directions and all. All these came because of what? All this confusion to Arjuna. They all came because idring mama goram rupam drishtva. Idring means in this way. By seeing such a terrible form of mine. Goram rupam drishtva. By seeing this, may you not have confusion or pain. In fact, there is no goram rupam at all. It is a fact of life. Death is a fact of life. Even though it is not goram rupam, Arjuna, who is not prepared, for him, it is a gora rupa. So, Krishna uses the word goram. For an unprepared mind, even some extra blood is goram only. Then, vepeta bihi, having been free from fear, and Pritamanaha, with a pleased, calm mind, Tadeva me rupam prapashya. Now may you see my old form itself. Punaha, again. So idam indicates that Krishna has come back to the old form. And Krishna has come back to the old form means what? Krishna has not done anything now. Krishna has removed that mind from Arjuna and Arjuna got back his old personality. All his pet thinking has come back to Arjuna. Idam. Idam means this term he uses for the normal form. Till now idam means Vishwarupam. Now it is the normal rupam. We already said normal rupam, Vishwarupam only. But because of Arjuna's disposition, that has become normal rupam. Prapashya. May you see. With a calm, fearless mind. And the idea is what? The moment Arjuna gets this original mind, suddenly the thought of family will come. They all come to him. Who am I? What are my problems? What is this battle? His mind is preoccupied with a small portion of the creation. Sun, moon, etc. may not be noticeable at all even for him. In Vedanta, this is called Jiva Drishti and Ishvara Drishti. In Vedanta, they call it Jiva Drishti and Ishvara Drishti. We never live in Ishvara's beautiful Drishti at all. We live only in our own private world. Our own private Drishti with a few things around. In our own well. And what makes us preoccupied with the small world? Our own raga dveshas alone. That is Arjuna's problem also here. Shloka 50. Sanjaya vacha.
Ityarjunam vasudevastatoktva. Svakam rupam darshaya masa bhuyaha. Ashvasayamasa cha bhita benam. Bhutva punas saumya vapur mahatma.
Now the change from Vishwarupa to Krishna Rupa or Vishnu Rupa has taken place. Arjuna requested, Krishna said fine. So he became, that Rupam was seen by Arjuna now. And Sanjaya now reports this to whom? To Dhritarashtra. Previously also when Krishna Rupa changed to Vishwarupa, Sanjaya reported. He says, Iti Arjunam Tata Uktva. Having said Tata Uktva, those words to Arjuna, Iti Arjunam Tata Uktva. So these words indicated what? In shlokas 47, 48, 49, the previous three shlokas, that you had a rare darshanam, which is possible by bhakti alone, not possible by yajna, tapas and all that things. These words, all those words, Vasudevaha Swakam Rupam Darshayamasa. Lord Krishna showed, Vasudevaha, Lord Krishna showed his own Swakam Rupam, his own Rupam. It can either refer to Krishna Rupam or Vishnu Rupam, doesn't matter. So Darshayamasa, he showed. Buyaha, Buyaha means once again. And even after withdrawing, Arjuna's fear continues. Even after Krishna withdrew the Vishwarupa Darshanam, Arjuna's fear still continues, because any strong emotion does not immediately go away. You cannot just erase it with an eraser. It will have the scar for a long time. So what did he do? Krishna do? Saumya Vapuhu Bhutva. Having assumed a pleasing form, Saumya Vapuhu. Previously it was a Gora Vapuhu. A fierce form, now it has become Saumya Vapuho. Mahatma, that Vishnu, the Mahatma, the Vishwarupa Ishwaraha, having assumed a pleasing form, what did he do? What did Krishna do? Yenam Bhitam Ashvasayamasa. He consoled Ashvasayamasa means he consoled. Consoled Arjuna, who was frightened. Evam Yena Bhitam. So the beauty is, even though all our samsara problems are because of our own ahankara, our own ego, we love this ego, and this ego is a source of consolation for us. And an egoless personality, which we can appreciate, the Vishwarupam, is a beautiful personality, but we don't like that because we like our ahankara, we like our ego. What is the source of fear? We like. What is the source of joy? We don't. This is our situation. So when we talk about a sannyasi, for example, he does not have anything to claim as his own. And he has to see the entire world as a whole. WHOLE whole. So if he say that this is beautiful, but for a person who is used to my family, etc., that he feels sannyasa is terrible for that person, because he is always so much associated with his family, my people, my wife, my children, my belongings. For him, sannyasa is terrible. How can somebody be without all these? And if you don't have anything, you have everything. If you have something, you have only something mostly, and even that may be lost. If you have a few things, you have only a few things, but we always love to have only a few things, locker, bank balance, all those things we like to have. That is what Arjuna's tragedy also here. Krishna tells Arjuna, what can I do now? If you only love ego and samsara, may you live in samsara only. Hopefully, he will come out of it one day later. That is all. Even the Lord can say. If somebody says, I want to be in samsara, what Lord can do? Okay, continue to be in samsara. Shloka 51.
Arjuna vacham drishtvedam manusham rupam tava saumyam janardhanam. Idani masmi samvrittaha sacheta prakritim gataha.
So Krishna has taken away the divya chakshuhu. You know, he gave the divya drishti, the special vision to Arjuna. Now he is taking back. And no other change has taken place at all. It was the same Krishna and Arjuna only. Only the vision of Arjuna got changed. And in this shloka, Arjuna's response after Krishna withdrew the Divya Chakshus is pointed out. Arjuna says, Krishna, I am now very comfortable. I am at ease. He Janardana, idam tava manusham rupam drishtva sachetaha samvrittaha. O Krishna, seeing this human form, idam tava manusham rupam drishtva. Previously it was Vishwarupam. Now it is Manusha Rupam. Previously it was a cosmic form. Now it is a personal form of yours. And what type of form it is? Saumyam Rupam. Pleasant to look at. Smiling face, peacock feather. Seeing this pleasant form of yours, Aham Sachetaha Samvrittaha. I have come back to my consciousness. Sachetaha. Got back my own mind. I am peaceful now. Idani. Idani means now. Not only that, Prakritim Gataha. I have come back to my own nature. Prakriti, my own nature. Prakriti means my ordinary nature. Mama Swabhava. My Swabhava. Whatever is my Swabhava. Gataha. Previously, I was completely away from my nature. I was in a different world altogether, as it were, when I was seeing the Vishwarupam. Now I have come back to this world. Now the Lord talks to Arjuna, which is the last section of this chapter. Now, that we will continue to see now. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Sudarshanamidam Rupam Drishtvanasi Yanmamam Deva Apyasya Rupasya Nityam Darshana Kankshitaha. This is Sloka 52, and Krishna wants to show the greatness of bhakti, devotion. For this purpose, of, he points out that Vishwarupam cannot be easily seen by other sadhanas that we already saw. And this idea he said before by Veda, Yajna, Dana in the 48th Shloka that we just read. Na Veda, Yajna, Adhyayanam, all the na Danehi, na Kriyabihi, so Tapobihi, all those things, Grahi, all those things he said. The same idea he points out here also, that by other sadhanas, Vishwarupa cannot be seen. Whereas you have seen Vishwarupa, it is only because of your devotion, your bhakti. So, bhakti is a great sadhana, and that is how Krishna is going to develop bhakti here. So, he says, idam rupam sudarshatam. So, you Arjuna, don't take it for granted. So this is Durdarsha. So this Vishwarupa Darshanam is Su Durdarsha. Very difficult to see. Darsham means see. Su Durdarsha. Difficult to see. So very difficult to see. Idam Vishwarupam and this Vishwarupam of mine. Yate Drishtvanasi. Which you have now seen. So when something is easily shown, what happens? People will not know the value of it. Everywhere, you know. Anything that is freely available, people don't understand the value. That is why any a magician, even though he may be able to show a trick, you know, in a simple way, he will never do that. He will show it as if it's a very big trick. It takes a lot of effort. He will show it as if it's a great thing. Then we will know that there is, otherwise we will think there is nothing to it, right? If he shows it very, very simply. So he will put on a special coat, he will have a wand, dance around, bring people to the stage and do all kinds of things before showing that. Because people are generally carried away by one only extra show and pomp. Generally the case. Similarly here also, Krishna should not have shown the Vishwarupam that easily. Then only Arjuna would have understood the value of it. But Krishna, out of love for Arjuna, shows immediately upon Arjuna's request. Arjuna says, he just asked him, I want to see your form. Immediately Krishna says, okay. So Arjuna may think that it is very easy. And so Krishna is telling Arjuna that it is not easy at all. It is very difficult, which you have casually seen now. And why should I say that it is very difficult? He says, Deva api darshana kankshitaha. Even the devas are desiring to see this Vishwarupam. Darshana kankshitaha. That means they are still desiring only. They have not seen it. Even now they have not got the darshanam. Because Krishna has said, Tvad anyena drishta purvam. No one other than you has seen this form earlier. And so Krishna says, Devaha apim asya rupasya. Even gods are craving to see this form of mine, Vishwarupam. When? Nityam. They are craving for this every day. Constantly they are struggling to see this form. And still they are not able to see this Vishwarupam. So, the second line is the explanation ఆఫ్ సుదూర్దర్శన. ఇట్ ఈస్ వెరీ వెరీ డిఫికల్ట్ టు సీ. అండ్ వై ఇట్ ఈస్ వెరీ డిఫికల్ట్? బికాస్ ఈవెన్ గాడ్స్ హ్యావ్ నాట్ సీన్ ఇట్. తస్మాత్ సో ఇట్ సేస్ సుదూర్దర్శం ఇది అన్వయ. దట్స్ హౌ వి షుడ్ సీ అండర్స్టాండ్ దట్. అండ్ శ్లోక 53,
నాహం వేదైర్న తపసా న దానేన న చేజ్యయాం శక్య ఏవం విదో ద్రష్టుం ద్రష్టవానసి మాం యథా.
సో విత్ అన్ ఇంటెన్షన్ టు గ్లోరిఫై భక్తి, కృష్ణ ఈస్ పుట్టింగ్ డౌన్ ఆల్ అదర్ టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ సాధనాస్. వి ఆల్రెడీ వెంట్ త్రూ దిస్ థింగ్, నిందా స్తుతి స్తుతి నింద. హీఈస్ డూయింగ్ నింద ఆఫ్ ఆల్ అదర్ సాధనాస్, నతు నిందనార్థం. అండర్స్టాండ్ దట్ డస్ బి అండర్స్టూడ్. పరంతు భక్తి స్తుతి అర్థం. సో టు గ్లోరిఫై భక్తి, నాట్ టు పుట్ డౌన్ అదర్స్. వెన్ ఎవర్ నింద కమ్స్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ దట్ అదర్ సాధనాస్ ఆర్ ఇన్ఫీరియర్. బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ద సింపుల్ రీజన్ ఇన్ ఎ డిఫరెంట్ ప్లేస్ అనదర్ సాధనా విల్ బి హైలైటెడ్ లైక్ ఇన్ ముండక ఉపనిషత్ సత్యం ఈస్ హైలైటెడ్ ఇన్ తైత్రీయ ఉపనిషత్ స్వాధ్యాయ అండ్ ప్రవచనం దే ఆర్ హైలైటెడ్ సో ఆల్ ది స్వాధ్యాయ ప్రవచనాభ్యాం న ప్రమదితవ్యం సో దట్ ఈస్ హైలైటెడ్ ఋతంచ స్వాధ్యాయ ప్రవచనే చ సత్యంచ స్వాధ్యాయ ప్రవచనే చ దట్ ఈస్ హైలైటెడ్ ఇన్ తైత్రీయ ఉపనిషత్ అండ్ కన్క్లూడింగ్ దట్ తద్ది తపః. సో విన్ ఇన్ ది ఉపనిషత్ వేద అధ్యయనం ప్రవచనం ఆర్ హైలైటెడ్ హౌ కెన్ కృష్ణ కెన్ కండమ్ వేద హీ కెనాట్ డూ దాట్ సో కృష్ణ విల్ బి గోయింగ్ దెన్ హీ విల్ బి గోయింగ్ అగన్స్ట్ ద వేదిక్ టీచింగ్ సో ఇఫ్ హీ కృష్ణ కండమ్స్ దోస్ వేద అధ్యయనం ఎట్సెట్రా సో నాట్ ఓన్లీ దాట్ ఇఫ్ కృష్ణ కండమ్స్ వేదాస్ then Krishna's validity itself will go away. We should remember that Bhagavad Gita is what? It's a Smriti Grantha. Whereas Veda is Shruti. Smriti Granthas are written along the lines of what the Shruti Veda says. Veda is original. And so between Veda and Bhagavad Gita, higher status belongs to what? Belongs to Veda only. Veda is Moola Pramanam and Gita is only Smriti Grantha. So Gita's validity is borrowed from Veda. So if Veda is Bimbam, Gita is only Pratibimbam. And so if Gita contradicts Veda, then Gita itself will be set aside. Nobody will touch Gita. Then that is how our tradition looks. Veda is hailed at such a high esteem. Any author can stand in our own, in our tradition only as long as he agrees with Vedas, the Shruti. Buddha was one of the greatest among people. With so many followers and his matam, what was spread all over the world. But still in our tradition, Buddha could not survive because of one simple reason. He condemned Vedas. Once a person condemns Vedas, our tradition cannot hold him. That is why Buddhism spread all over Japan, China, Ceylon, all these places. Buddha's teaching of morality was excellent. Right thinking, right understanding, ahimsa, all are great. But India itself, where Buddhism was born and grew, could not survive. Buddhism could not survive. Similarly, Jainism, any ism cannot survive if it contradicts the original Vedic tradition. So Krishna also, if he goes against the Vedic teaching, Krishna also will disappear. Gita also will disappear. Buddha is accepted as an avatar, all right, but the teaching cannot survive. Similarly, Krishna will be accepted as an avatara, again, all right, but we will not accept Gita if Gita is not along the line of Shruti. Like the Buddhist teaching, it will also go to other countries only, not in India. Whereas now, Krishna is teaching of the Gita, that survives. Why? Because it is in keeping with the Vedas. And here, Krishna condemns Vedena, etc. That means Krishna does not seriously condemn Vedas, but just only glorifies bhakti. We say all these things just only to understand that clearly. We should not think Krishna condemned Vedas. Somebody might quote out of context. So because in other places, Krishna himself says, O Arjuna, my teaching is not new at all. So, సకాలే నేహ మహతా యోగో నష్ట పరంతపం సయేవాయం మయా తేభ్యః యోగ ప్రోక్త పురాతన. సో కృష్ణ సే సంవర్ గీతా ఇస్ నాట్ ఎ న్యూ ఫిలాసఫీ, ఇట్ ఈస్ వేదిక్ ఫిలాసఫీ ప్రెసెంటెడ్ ఇన్ ఎ న్యూ ఫార్మ్, దట్ ఇస్ ఆల్. సో వాట్ వీ నీడ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ ఈస్ కృష్ణ డస్ నాట్ కండమ్ వేద ఆర్ తపస్, బట్ కృష్ణ వాంట్స్ టు హైలైట్ భక్తి. దట్ ఇస్ వై హీ ఈస్ పుల్లింగ్ డౌన్ దోస్ ఎ లిటిల్ బిట్. వేదేహి అహం ఏవం విధ ద్రష్టుం నశక్యః బై వేదాస్ వేద అధ్యయనేన త్రూ వేద అధ్యయనం ఐ కెనాట్ బి సీన్ ఇన్ దిస్ ఫార్మ్ ఇన్ దిస్ విశ్వరూప ఫార్మ్. ఏవం విధ, ఏవం విధ మీన్స్ విశ్వరూప, అహం ద్రష్టుం నశక్యః న తపస్. ఆల్మోస్ట్ అగైన్ లైక్ ద 48th శ్లోక, నాట్ ఈవెన్ బై తపస్ వేరియస్ ఆస్టిరిటీస్ ఐ కెనాట్ బి సీన్ ఇన్ దిస్ ఫార్మ్. న దానేన ఈవెన్ బై చారిటీ ఐ కెనాట్ బి సీన్ ఇన్ దిస్ ఫార్మ్. నచ ఇజ్జయ, దట్ ఈస్ ఆల్సో ఇన్ దట్స్ ద ఓన్లీ అడిషన్. ఇజ్జయ హియర్ మీన్స్ యాగ, ఆల్ దిస్ యాగ. ఇన్ ది 48th శ్లోక ఇట్ వాస్ యజ్ఞ, హియర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇజ్జయ. దట్స్ ఓన్లీ ద వర్డ్స్ ఆర్ డిఫరెంట్. నాట్ ఈవెన్ యాగాస్ ఐ కెన్ బి సీన్. అండ్ హియర్ ఎంఫసిస్ వాట్ వేర్ యూ వేర్ ఇస్ ది ఎంఫసిస్ హియర్ ఏవం విధ, దట్ షుడ్ బి అండర్లైన్. ఐ కెనాట్ బి సీన్ ఇన్ దిస్ ఫార్మ్ బై ఎనీ ఆఫ్ దిస్. ఇన్ ఆర్డినరీ ఫార్మ్ ఎనీ వన్ కెన్ సీ ది ఆర్డినరీ ఫార్మ్, బట్ దిస్ ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ మైన్ విశ్వరూపం కెనాట్ బి సీన్. సో ఈవెన్ కంస హ్యాస్ సీన్ మీ, రావణ హ్యాస్ సీన్ రామ, ఆల్ దోస్ థింగ్స్ దే ఆల్ హ్యావ్ సీన్ మీ. సో ఐ కెన్ బి సీన్ ఇన్ మై ఆర్డినరీ ఫార్మ్ బై ఎనీబడి, ఈవెన్ బై రాక్షసాస్. దట్ ఈస్ నాట్ వాట్ ఐఎమ్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ హియర్. బట్ ఐ కెనాట్ బి సీన్ ఇన్ మై విశ్వరూప ఫార్మ్, దట్ ఈస్ ద ఎంఫసిస్. అండ్ ఇన్ దిస్ విశ్వరూపం మాం ద్రష్టవానసి, ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇన్ దిస్ విశ్వరూపం యూ హ్యావ్ సీన్ మీ. అండ్ ద ట్రాజడీ ఈస్ వాట్, యూ డోంట్ వాంట్ టు సీ ఎనీ మోర్. దిస్ ఈస్ ద రేరెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ రేర్, ఈవెన్ ద దేవాస్ కెనాట్ సీ. ఇన్ స్పైట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ దీస్ యూ డోంట్ వాంట్ టు సీ. వాట్ అ ట్రాజడీ. సో కృష్ణ మే బి ఫీలింగ్ వెరీ బ్యాడ్ పర్హాప్స్ ఇన్సైడ్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్. శ్లోక 54. భక్త్యా త్వరన్యయా శక్య అహమేవం విధోర్జున జ్ఞాతుం ద్రష్టుం చ తత్వేన ప్రవేష్టుం చ పరంతప. సో ఇఫ్ బై ఆల్ దీస్ అబవ్ మెన్షన్డ్ సాధనాస్ విశ్వరూపం కెనాట్ బి సీన్, దెన్ వాట్ ఈస్ దాట్ సాధన బై విచ్ విశ్వరూపం క్యాన్ బి సీన్? ఫర్ దర్ కృష్ణ సేస్ ద సాధన ఈస్ డివోషన్ ఆర్ భక్తి. హి అర్జున, భక్త్యా ఏవం విధ అహం ద్రష్టుం శక్యః. ఓ అర్జున, ఐ కెన్ బి సీన్ ఇన్ దిస్ ఫార్మ్ త్రూ భక్తి, అహం ద్రష్టుం శక్యః. బట్ కృష్ణ ఈస్ వెరీ కేర్ఫుల్ ఇన్ డిఫైనింగ్ భక్తి హియర్. హీ సేస్ అనన్యయా భక్త్యా. అనన్య భక్తి మీన్స్ వాట్? ఎ భక్తి ఇన్ విచ్ ఎ పర్సన్ ఈస్ ఇంట్రెస్టెడ్ ఇన్ ది లార్డ్ అండ్ లార్డ్ అలోన్ బట్ నాట్ ఇన్ ఎనీథింగ్ ఎల్స్. నా విద్యతే అన్య విషయ ఎస్ సో ఆల్ అదర్ అన్య విషయాస్ నన్ ఆఫ్ దమ్ ఈస్ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్ టు హెమ్ ఎక్సెప్ట్ ద లార్డ్. ఎ భక్తి ఇన్ విచ్ ద మైండ్ డస్ నాట్ డ్వెల్ అపాన్ ఆర్ థింక్ ఆఫ్ ఎనీ అదర్ మెటీరియల్ పర్స్యూట్ వర్ల్డ్లీ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ నన్ ఆఫ్ దోస్. దట్ మీన్స్ వాట్? ఇట్ మస్ట్ బి ఎ భక్తి విచ్ షుడ్ బి మిక్స్డ్ విత్ వైరాగ్యం. ఇట్ షుడ్ బి వైరాగ్య సహిత భక్తి. వైరాగ్యం మీన్స్ వాట్? డిస్పాషన్, డిటాచ్మెంట్ టువర్డ్స్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్. అహం ఈశ్వర వ్యతిరిక్తం అన్యత్ కించిత్ అపి ఇచ్చామి. అన్యత్ కించిత్ అపి ఇచ్చామి, ఐ డోంట్ వాంట్ ఎనీథింగ్ ఎల్స్. ఐఎమ్ నాట్ ఇంట్రెస్టెడ్ ఇన్ ఎనీథింగ్ అదర్ దాన్ ద లార్డ్. రిమెంబర్, వైరాగ్యం టువర్డ్స్ ద వరల్డ్, వీ డోంట్ మీన్ హేట్రెడ్ టువర్డ్స్ వరల్డ్. వీ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్డ్ ఇట్ ఎర్లియర్. బికాస్ హేట్రెడ్ ఈస్ ఈక్వలీ బ్యాడ్ యాజ్ అటాచ్మెంట్. We don't say, hate the world, money, family, etc. That should be love. Because Krishna will say later, Nirvairaha sarvabhuteshu. He is going to say, never have enmity. Nirvairaha. Hatred towards anyone. And so here, detachment means what? Absence of attachment. That's what is meant here. That is what is called vairagyam. Love is selfless. Attachment is selfish. That is the difference. So, ananya bhakti means a bhakti with vairagyam. But Krishna does not say how to get ananya bhakti. How can it be got? That we have seen before. Vairagyam can come only by what? By viveka. Vairagyam is the offshoot of viveka. It cannot be forced by anyone. It has to come out of discrimination. What discrimination? Nitya nitya vastu ekaha ishvaraha eva sarvam anyat anityam. That should Nitya Vastu, the only permanent thing is Ishwaraha Eva, only Ishwara. All other things are all Sarva Manyate Anityam. They are all impermanent. None of them have permanent existence. None of them can independently exist. I should not hold on to anyone because that person himself is shaky. So holding on any such person, anything or any situation, I can never find permanent security. Security is only in what? In the Lord alone there is security. This I have to discover. If there is intelligence, we can understand that. If not, Pariksha Lokan Karmachitan. By experiencing, getting kicked in life, getting so many dents in life here and there. I thought this person will help me, but at the crucial moment, he deserted me. That will be one lesson. Thus, having been kicked left and right, at last we understand Sharanagati. We go to the Lord. And this is called Ananya Bhakti. And by using the word Ananya Bhakti, if you go back to actually the seventh chapter, we understand that Krishna dismisses Artha Bhakti and Arthati Bhakti. We saw all those things at that time. Artha Bhakti means what? Whenever I am in trouble, Bhakti comes. It is not Ananya Bhakti because it is a Bhakti with a motive. It is a Sakama Bhakti. And Arthati also is a Bhakta with a motive of profit in a business, etc. It is also Sakama Bhakti. And when it is Nishkama Bhakti, then alone we call it Ananya Bhakti. That is what is said here. Ananyaya Bhaktiya. So Nishkama Bhaktiya, Vairagya Bhaktiya. So a Bhakti endowed with Vairagyam. We can say Jignyasu Bhakti perhaps. We cannot say Jnani Bhakti yet because he is not a Jnani. So still the Vishwarupa, he is still in the Vishwarupa level only. Vishwarupa is still only Sakama, we have told. So Saguna Ishwara only. So we cannot put him in the highest grade. So here the Ananya Bhakti can be called Jignyasu Bhakti at best. So Evam Vidaha Arjunaha Jnatum Shakyaha. I, the Vishwarupam, can be known. And Drashtum Shakyaha. I, the Vishwarupam, can be seen. Because in Artha Bhakti and Arthati Bhakti, the mind is still limited to only our problem. But where is Vishwarupam? For us, the sand, the ocean, the sky, everything is non-existent. Only one thing is existent, namely my worries. For an Artha Bhakta, Arthati Bhakta. Then what will I do? Tomorrow will be my question. There are people who go to the beach to commit suicide. What will they be thinking of? Bhupada Vyashenabhihi, none of those things they are going to be thinking of. Right? He might have had some frustration, failed in examination perhaps. Or the girl he wanted to marry deserted him, did not, or married somebody else. Some problem like that. So there is no Vishwarupam at all in the mind for those people. So Artha Bhakta and Artharthi Bhakta can never see the totality. I am using these words very liberally because I know people, you know, we have gone through all those discussions in detail earlier. So the mind is confined to his worry, his own problems, his own children, family, office. All those things. That is why it is said, Nishkama Bhakta alone can see the Vishwarupam. Now, having said this much, Krishna goes to the final step now, because we should remember that even Vishwarupa Darshana is not the ultimate goal. Because still we are in which plane? Saguna plane only. Nirguna plane we have never come. Not only that, still we have got Veda Buddhi only. Veda Buddhi, I am different from the Lord. Because in Vishwarupa Darshana, I see myself as part of the total, isn't it? The Lord is Samashti Prapancha, total. I am only one of the Jivas. Lord is Samashti, I am Veshti Veshti. Lord is total, I am a part. Thus, there is the Veda Buddhi in the form of I am small and Lord is big. Whereas according to Vedanta, Moksha is what? I am Purnaha. That must has to come, that knowledge. I may belong to a big Lord, that is not moksha. I must myself be big, that is moksha. That is the difference. And so the final stage is what? I should recognize the total identity. I and the Lord should become one, not even part and whole. How is it possible? Now I am part of the Lord because Lord, the Vishwarupa, contains the Samashti Namarupa, total Namarupas. And I am Veshti Namarupa, that is why now we have the part-whole relationship. Because Lord consists of Nana Vidani, Nana Varnas, Nana, so many Akritis. The Lord has so many bodies, so many, all those forms he has. So as long as I am at the Namarupa level, God will contain all Namarupas. And I will have only one Namarupa, so Manushya Namarupa alone. So what is our next step? We must knock off the Namarupa also. We should remove the total Namarupa from Ishvara and the individual Namarupa from Jiva, because Namarupa is only a Vesha. So So veshahanatah. So the then only the swatma darshanam will happen. So Lord's namarupa also is a vesham. It is unreal. Mine also is a vesham. I have to remove both the namarupas of Lord and myself. And what is left out then? There is only Sat, Chit and Ananda. That alone is left. Satchidananda. So namarupa belongs to Aparaprakriti. Whereas behind namarupa is the Paraprakriti. So remove the namarupa, the Aparaprakriti. What is left out will be the Paraprakriti, which is Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, which is called Atma. And once you remove the namarupa, you cannot say Jiva is part, Ishvara is whole, all those things you cannot say anymore. The part-whole division will not be there. Because what is left out? The Paraprakriti is partless, it is indivisible, it is whole, it is total. And what is indivisible? How can you talk about I am a part, you are a part? You cannot, because it is indivisible. It is Nishkalam, Niravyayam. So, Nirvikalpam, so all those things, it is Ekam, Advitiyam, so Sajatiya, Vijatiya, Swagata, Beda, Rahitam, Brahmaiva. That is what that Lord is, that Brahman is. So, the very same Bhakti, Arjuna, will not only give you Vishwarupa Darshanam, but the Bhakti will lead you to Aikyam also, Jiva Ishvara Aikyam also. That is what is said here in the next line, Tatvena Praveshtam. By this very Nishkama Bhakti, you will be able to even enter, you can discover the oneness in reality. Tatvena. Tatvena means Yatartha Swarupena, in my real nature. Because Namarupa Drishtya, from the angle of Namarupas, entry is not possible. You will have your individuality, I will continue be to the total. So Namarupa Drishtya, Aikyam Na Sambhavati. But Tattva Drishtya, Tattvena, I mean Tattva Drishtya, from the standpoint of my real nature, you can enter into me. You can become one with me from the standpoint of the real nature. So, Nishkama Bhakti will lead you to Advaita Bhakti, Para Bhakti, Abheda Bhakti, Jnani Bhakti. The Jnani Bhakti that we saw earlier. So, when we say Jignyasu Bhakti, that will lead to Jnani Bhakti, we should remember it is not going to be automatic. Because people might think it can be automatic. Let me finish this shloka. Another, I'll take about a couple of minutes. So, Jignyasu Bhakti will take a person to a guru. Tad Vijnanartham Sa Guru Meva Abhigachete. So, the Lord will create that desire. Nishkama Bhakti comes. If Nishkama Bhakti comes, then certainly a guru also will be available. Then he has to do Vedanta Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam. Then he will understand that Jiva is superficial Namarupa. Behind Jiva, there is one Chaitanyam Atma. Ishvara also is another Namarupa. Behind Ishwarupa also, Ishvara Rupa also, there is only Chaitanyam. How one should know all these? Through Vedanta Shravanam. So one has to go to Vedanta Shravanam to know all these things. And then the teacher will point out Tat Tvam Asi. And this wisdom is called entry into the Lord. Tat Tvam Asi means it is not that there is a Lord and you are entering. Entry into the Lord means this knowledge, Tat Tvam Asi. And so all these will be possible if you start with Nishkama Bhakti. Now Krishna concludes this teaching by defining Nishkama Bhakti or Ananya Bhakti in the next shloka. Because, you know, in the 54th shloka, he only said Ananyaya Bhaktya. Now he wants to define this Ananya Bhakti, how to practice it, that we will see in the next webinar along with the summary of the 11th chapter. And go to the 12th chapter called Bhakti Yoga. Yo vedadau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitah tasya prakriti leenasya ya parasa maheshwarah. Shri Krishna arpanamastu narayana. Okay.